It's time for a Mox Monday. Let's go to the phone lines and let's talk to the head coach of the UTC softball program, a friend of ours, a man who leads this program to an 11-12 record to start this season. They just got done with the MTSU Invitational. Head coach of the UTC softball program, Mr. Frank Reed, is with us now. Coach, what's going on? Happy Monday. Sorry, we're a little late today. We got a little caught up with talking about the NCAA tournament.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just sitting up here at the stadium watching, looking at the beautiful weather. Obviously, 2 days ago, the stadium was covered with snow, so it's crazy. It's crazy this time of year, but at least we're going to get outside today and hopefully play a game with Georgia State tomorrow, so we're excited about that.
Beautiful. Love that. And how was the weather up in Murfreesboro this weekend? I know you guys didn't play on Saturday. It was doubleheader Thursday, doubleheader Friday, but how was the weather otherwise?
It was cold in the mornings. We bundled up a little bit, but then as the day progressed, we were fortunate to, we didn't play back-to-back. We had a game break, but by the time we got to the afternoon, we were pretty much had taken every all the warm gear off and got a chance to, to do that. But it's a good thing we moved the tournament because we left Wednesday night, played Thursday, Friday. There's no way we would have played there Saturday. We pulled out Friday night, probably at 65 degrees. And as we were loading on the bus, you could feel the cold air and coming in. They had another game to play. And so by the time we got home, I think they already had a couple inches of snow. So it was sort of crazy. But, it was good that we were able to move it up and or move it back so we could get started early. And we were able to get 4 of our 5 games in.
Yeah, got out of the Dodge just in time. And you went 2-2 in those 4 games in. We talked about it last weekend, leading off the tournament, not starting with Brooke Parrott. This time around, you guys do start with Brooke Parrott, and you finish with Brooke Parrott, and she got you 2 wins in this one, 2 complete games, and she was very good, it seems like. Much sharper this weekend than she was last weekend, huh?
Yeah, she was. She's worked really hard to get to where she is, and, we count on her a lot, to do that. We decided to go with her first game to try to secure win. One of the things that we were looking for is some consistency. We've been talking about that for since we started. We're coming out of these every weekend, splitting, about half and half. So the upside of it is that, there's not a game that we lost we should have lost. I mean, I felt like we could have been in those games, but we just got to be a little bit more focused. I think the focus was lacking, especially in our third ball game. We had a little talk. We had a meeting with the team. I was a little concerned about, I felt like the direction we were going in, splitting, games like that, and challenged them a little bit to step up and be the team I know they could be, and played a good game with Middle. Middle's got a really nice team, and it's always nice to beat an in-state opponent. But we had a 3-0 ball game going into them. They scored one in the 7th, I think. But it was a solid win for us. We got some. Moved some runners, dove in some runs, some things that we needed to do, and got good pitching from Brooke, and those are the things that are going to make us successful. And if you look back, when we had the losses, it's just I really feel like it's hard to – we can point out the mistakes we've made, but then you look around, not just in our conference, but all across the country. I got a chance to watch some softball, on Saturday, then some places that we're actually getting to play. I watch players make some of the similar mistakes that we've made in the past. So it's a little crazy. Saw Power 5 school right footer drop a ball or go run over a ball and go, past her. I saw the same thing happen on the infield where the catcher, pitcher were supposed to, between those two, the corners came up and all 4 of the players let the ball drop in between them. I guess we're not exempt from having those same situations. You just try to keep them to a minimum. And I know coaches get frustrated when you've worked on those situations and things like that happen. But, I still feel pretty good about the team. We got to have a little bit more depth in pitching. We got to win beyond Brooke. Maybe that's a good slogan, win beyond Brooke. But we've got to be able to do that and feel good about ourselves and put runs on the board. It's a lot easier for our pitchers to pitch when, we're consistently putting runs on the board and not allowing the, teams to score and trying to catch up or trying to stay even. And that's always a tough situation. But, You know, we're on spring break this week. Normally we'd be in Florida. You know, we decided to stay home this year. Hopefully we will get to play tomorrow. I'm not sure about the games on Wednesday. Doesn't look very good for that weather. And then we have the Chatty's Patty on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think hopefully we'll get most of that in before we go. I think we go to Lipscomb the next week for midweek, and then we settle down in a conference play. So it's time's upon us, and, you know, we need to be challenging each other, challenge our team, but no sure that once we get in the conference play, it's all about business.
Frank Reed, again, our guest, UTC head softball coach, here with us on The Word with G. We'll get into what you have coming up tomorrow and then the Chatty's Patties as well this weekend at Frost Stadium. A lot of home games here over the next week or so, which is great for you guys to be able to get back home. But in terms of this past weekend, you keep kind of, the last couple of weekends, I've noticed The Word has sort of been inconsistent and in just not being as consistent or focused as you would like this younger team to be. As a head coach, you know, echoing these same sentiments week in and week out, does it get a little bit tiring? And how do you sort of handle that? Is there a way that you have to change the message a little bit or try to deliver in a different way? How do you go about that?
Well, it's strange you should say that. That's exactly what we did after our loss before Middle. We changed our message a little bit and told them that, you know, this one is acceptable. We expect more from them, and this is not the team that we know we can be. And a little more stern, I guess you could say, and saying that. We got to step it up. We got to make some changes. We got to make sure that, you know, we're focusing in the dugout. We're focusing here. We can't lose. The focus has got to stay strong, you know, everything we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we can't lose sight of, you know, if we get down in the game or if we get up in the game. Several times we've been up in a game and we sit there and we think that everything's going to be fine, and then we end up, you know, finding ourselves in a situation where we don't want to be. So, yeah, the message was a little more stern to them, telling them what our expectations were, and hopefully making them understand that, you know, if they didn't do that, they were going to find themselves in a situation come conference time, you know, that they're not going to want to be in, mm-hmm. scrambling every day, and we can't do that. We got to come in and secure some early wins, and then in conference especially. You know, if you can get that first win, you're in the driver's seat. You know, you got two games to take the series. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we talked about, you know, and it's sort of similar to what we're doing what we tried to construct this weekend. Come in, take that first game, and it was a four-game series, and let's be in control. And, you know, we lost the two games in the middle, which I really think we shouldn't have. We should have done much better than that. But we talked about it, got it back together, had a solid game. You know, you got to feel good about that. Hopefully they retained the message that we sent them. I think all the coaches, you know, had a chance to speak to them and talk about our concerns, and hopefully all the positions got that message.
Again, we're hanging with Frank Reed, UTC head softball coach. Let's move over to some of the hitters and whatnot. David does a great job putting together some notes for me before our conversations, and I see here that Emily Coltharp had a really good weekend. She's had a really strong start to the season, and I know for the last couple of years she's been a mainstay at the top of your lineup as one of your leadoff hitters, one of your table setters. Just talk to me a little bit about, you know, how good she's been this year, why she's been able to be so successful, and how important it is for her to be that table setter and to have her get on base and just be as good as she's been this season for your team.
Yeah, I had a personal conversation with Emily and told her expectations. You know, as a slapper, you know, one of the things that I wanted to emphasize to her, I don't care how you get there. If it will walk, it's an error. I don't care how you get there. You just got to get there. And when you do that, put some pressure, we can move you over, you know, either a steal or a bunt or whatever, and score you. And that's what we were able to do in that last ball game. And, you know, don't be so much focused on trying to get a clean base hit or whatever. I'm looking at on base percentage for you. You know, and if you're 400 plus, you're on base there, you know, we can make some things happen around you. And she did a really, really good job with that. You know, struggled a little bit trying to think, do too much, early in. I really think Emily could be a three-pronged hitter where she could slap and bunch. I think she got one hit with a bunt and laid a nice bunt down, but I still think she could have the hitting part to it. We just need to, get her to believe in herself. Have the same thing with Kelly Snell, just believing in themselves to do that. That would up her stock a ton if she could be able to do that. And of course, you know, we're how many games in? You know,
23
plus games. Yeah, games in, and you know, every week we're looking at scouting reports. We are looking at what other teams are doing. We have spray charts. We have it all, and they all have it on us. And you know, I try to tell them, you know, if you're susceptible to a rise ball, you're going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're susceptible to a changeup, you're going to see it. So how do you beat that? How do you get that off your chart? You take a weekend and you get a couple of hits off of a change or a rise, or you leave a rise alone and you don't bite on it. And they, next thing you know, the next group they'll take that information off the chart and clean it up a little bit, and you have a better shot at, you know, and not seeing those pitches. But obviously, with a rise ball, we prefer our kids not try to hit it or learn to hit it. We want to make them, you know, keep it below the letters and down. You don't have too many umpires that are going to call a letter high. And so we talk about that. And, you know, if they see that ball coming, if they're making adjustments with their eyes or with their hands to go up to hit an up pitch, then that's not a good thing. And you've probably watched, I know you've watched tons of softball, and mm-hmm. people out there who are listening today watch tons of softball. And you can count on many times on your hands how many times they're not successful hitting the rise ball. I watched it yesterday. They talked about it. The announcer said, "She's probably going to see a rise ball here." Sure enough, rise ball popped it up, you know, right out the left fielder. That's exactly the results that they wanted.
Yeah.
So if that two times over 3-2 counts, and so they had enough confidence to throw that pitch, and the hitter didn't have enough confidence to lay off, and so you know, it's a two-way street there. If they lay it off, those runners walk, and who knows what happens after that. But it's a builder thing, and the same thing with our pitching. You know, they know what we throw. They know what our strikeout pitches are. You know, they know what we're going to throw in situations. It's, you know, it's a lot of information out there, and people take that and use it against us. And the further along you get, the more information they have.
Frank Reed, again, our guest here on The Word with G, talking UTC softball. Coach, before we let you go, talk to us a little bit about what you have coming up this week, as you just kind of, you laid it out earlier, but two against Georgia State to tomorrow, and then, you know, David told me, and I see here on the website, that the games for Western Kentucky have been canceled, I think, due to weather, and then the Chatties Patties this coming weekend with Bucknell, Southeastern Louisiana as well, a couple of those teams coming in this weekend for a weekend tournament. What are you looking for your team to do this weekend? What are you guys working on? And, I mean, $1 hot dogs tomorrow, can't beat that.
I might slip around there and pick one up myself. I'm a sucker for a ball field hot dog.
So, yeah.
Anyhow, maybe I get somebody one to bring me down one to the dugout.
There you go.
Yeah, Georgia State, solid team. We go back and forth every year with them, home and away. It's their time to come up here, so we get a doubleheader. They'll bring a really, really good team. If you look at their record, you know, they're playing pretty solid softball. They got a new coach down there, so probably be some differences than what we've seen in the past. Obviously, Western Kentucky, we'd hope to come in here. This is our spring break, so we're trying to get as many games in. And you know, we try to get them to move that game to Thursday, and they weren't able to do it because of weekend scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I've ever played Bucknell. We may have, but I'm sure they'll have a solid team along with I can't remember the team that's coming.
Southeastern Louisiana.
Yeah, they're really good. They run real well, run the bases, steal a lot of bases. So you know, we'll probably have to make some different adjustments for them. So we just want to get tomorrow's games in, obviously, and then get the weekend in because we have the one more doubleheader before we, you know, start conference play.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the following week with Lipscomb. So a lot of games, but a short time to get there, if it makes sense.
No doubt about it. Coach Frank Reed has been our guest here on The Word with G, as you hear him every single Monday around 12:20 here on these airwaves of ESPN Chattanooga. Coach, always great to catch up with you. Have a great week, and good luck tomorrow. Enjoy some $1 hot dogs. You're going to have to go get David to go grab you one if he can. Bring it down to the dugout maybe in between games. But
You may have to give him a dollar.
So. Yeah, there you go. I mean, he's not doing this for nothing, right?
No, that's for sure.
And then have a great St. Patty's Day this weekend and win some softball games. We'll talk again next Monday, my man.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. There he goes. Frank Reed right here on The Word with G.